Elizabeth Warren vows DOJ task force to investigate Trump corruption. By Joshua Kaplan on January 21, 2020. Democrat presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, announced Tuesday that she will create an independent Justice Department task force to investigate possible corruption by the Trump administration if elected to the White House. Warren said the federal initiative will probe potential violations of bribery and public integrity laws by Trump officials. She also promised to review federal contracts that arose as a result of corruption under the current administration. Any administration member found guilty of wrongdoing will be relieved of their duties, she pledged. Also included in the proposal is a ban on hiring active lobbyists. If someone has served as a corporate lobbyist in the past, my administration will require them to have a 6-year cooling-off period before they are eligible for a government position, and there will be no waivers or exceptions. Non-corporate lobbyists will have a 2-year cooling-off period, and any waivers will be made public, the proposal reads. As part of her plan, Warren said her cabinet will comprise of at least 50% women to ensure it reflects the diversity of America. As president, I will appoint people who want to fulfill the purposes of our government, not undermine it, and that starts with some serious departures from the Trump administration, she said. Though Warren says she will allow the Department of Justice to decide if the Trump administration is guilty of corruption, she has previously made several statements suggesting President Trump has committed crimes. During then-Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, Warren claimed if President Trump were not in the White House, he would be in prison for obstruction of justice. That is a violation of the law. If he were anyone other than President of the United States, he would be in handcuffs and indicted, the senator said in May 2019. Additionally, at a February campaign event in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Warren, DMA, went as far as to suggest that the president could be in jail before the 2020 presidential election. Here's what bothers me: by the time we get to 2020, Donald Trump may not even be president, she told supporters. In fact, he may not even be a free person. But here's how I see it: Donald Trump is not the only problem we've got. Donald Trump is the symptom of a badly broken system.